I'll call the meeting to order, November 10th.
Yeah, I'm in class.
Mara, could you please determine quorum?
Yes, Sarah Holmgren.
Here.
Carrie Peterson.
Here.
Carrie Case.
Here.
And Katie Homeland is excused.
Yes, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve the November 10th agenda. Could I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Kari. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Student representative report. I'm missing her. No wonder if it registered that it was tonight because it's a Monday versus a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, any correspondence, Mara?
None.
Okay. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Okay. Hearing none. Comments from the audience related to agenda items? Okay. Comments from board members? I will say I went to the play Saturday. Oh my goodness, it was good. If you didn't get a chance, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
And I was going to mention to Mrs. Winterstein to please do it again in the spring for those that weren't able to see it. Or, you know, at some other time. It sure was, the kids did an amazing job. It was really enjoyable. So, that's my 2 cents. Okay, moving on to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any discussion? Hearing none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Kari Peterson?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
The motion passes. You know, moving right along, we'll move into our administrative reports. We'll start with Superintendent Taylor.
All right. Well, yes, I too went to the play and was incredibly impressed at the performance that those individuals did. That was amazing. So congratulations to our group, and I can't wait to hear of when they do get to go overseas how that experience is for them. Wanted to share, and I have not yet sent out the officialness in the newsletter, but all three of our district schools received universal support status under the school report of Alaska DEEDS system of review for schools. So it just means that we're doing well. But that was good to read. Shout out to our swim team, especially Logan, who we just celebrated today for his win at the state tournament. But Logan did well. All the swimmers, I understand, did very well in our girls team. We got the sportsmanship award. So our tiny but mighty crew continued to represent our school district very well. The gym roof is now completely waterproofed. We are so happy. And for those who attended the basketball games the other day and had the white fluff falling down on them, that was not asbestos, as I heard some people express some concern. It really was the soundproofing packing material up in the rafters up there. So, but it is waterproofed, and they're really down to just the last few things that need to happen, but they're taking a couple week break for Thanksgiving break, and we're still waiting on the softening to arrive and the vents to arrive. So it was a perfect time for the majority of the crew to take a break. I think they still have two workers on site for the next few weeks. So with that in mind, Erin and I have been working our way through this very thick condition survey, literally looking at item by item that has been identified to determine what things we could accomplish in-house versus what things we might need to entertain a local contractor, and then what needs to be put in part of those bigger CIPs. There's definitely a lot of work, and it will not all be accomplished in 1 year. We'll be lucky if we can accomplish it all ever, but we're at least creating kind of a priority list for what we can do internally versus then what we need to put on those big six-year CIP lists. So it's been a really good and eye-opening process for both Erin and I. We've probably met about 8 hours outside of what we had the meeting with the other day, just going through building by building and item by item. So And then just wanted to share that the crisis response plan that has been in place for quite some time, building administrators have assured that every classroom has a copy of that thicker plan in their rooms to help support in the event of any crisis situations. We're still waiting on the flip chart physical templates to come, so we just wanted to make sure that we had the crisis response books themselves in all of the rooms. And then we were going to be doing our first budget committee meeting tomorrow night, but we are shifting that to December. So that's what I have. Any questions for me?
No? No. Okay, we'll move on to Principal Kahn, elementary.
Hi. I have nothing to add to my report. Do you guys have any questions?
I did notice the change, and maybe it's for not really a time now, but they're probably wanting to do something different for Veterans Day next year.
It is actually, it's taken all of us at just a lot of time mm-hmm. and effort to put into that, and we just don't have the time right now to make that happen. So mm-hmm. we are having to hopefully pass the gavel to somebody else in the community, but we don't know who that is at this time.
Okay. I think Tony.
I've heard his name a couple times.
He's now leading the
auxiliary.
Yeah, yeah, that might be a good.
He would probably really like to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah.
I just kind of want to put it out there so people know. Mm-hmm. I know we have a whole 9-10 months to think about it, but
yeah,
to not have that expectation next year.
Yes. Thank you.
The behaviors are impacting teacher instruction.
Yeah.
The behaviors.
Where did it? Right. Yeah. Right now, the behaviors are impacting the teacher instruction and learning. A lot of the students impacting that. So we're trying to take measures in that. I have Ms. Jenkins and myself and Mr. Funken, who are working on the behaviors and trying in the classroom, but there seems to be an uptick. And it's not just Petersburg, it's all over.
It could be
the weather.
Easily, yeah. But I think that it's a different shift. It's the expectations of sitting in our CKLA Amplify, the knowledge piece is an hour, the skills piece is an hour, the math piece is an hour. Holding attention and getting engagement for an hour is very hard to do K-5 right now. And so having to break up those sections a little bit more, but within that, the management piece, it's still really hard. We have sometimes students just getting up and walking out the door, throwing things in the classroom, interrupting the teacher, constantly picking on other students. We just don't have enough staff to try to control those behaviors when we have one teacher with all those students in front of them. We don't have the funding to put a paraprofessional or somebody in that classroom in every single one of those classrooms. So it is in every single one of those classrooms that we are experiencing this.
So
it's not
K through five? Or
all grades?
No.
Yeah.
K through 10?
Okay. Yeah.
And is it children that normally would not have an aide with them?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
So it's, we have our intensive students, but these are students that are not on the intensive list that
correct.
Are disruptive.
Yes, and not not in special education. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is this a nationwide trend, or is or do you
it
think
is.
It?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is here, but it is. We are seeing it here, and it is impacting. It's exhausting. I was in a classroom last week, and every 1 to 2 minutes, they had to redirect the whole entire class, engage them back up. And so that was happening every 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
no fault of their, I, you know, yeah.
So it's more staffing that is really.
I don't know if staffing would be the answer. I don't really know kind of what's going on. I haven't looked into it a lot. I do know it's a nationwide. I do know it's school-wide, and trying to figure out how to help that and how to help our teachers. And they're doing the best that they can, with especially with the redirecting every 1 to 2 minutes. It is exhausting to redirect and teach. Yeah. So that's about 30 times per hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Any other questions? No? Okay. We will move on to our middle school, high school. Principal's report. Principal King.
I don't have a whole lot to add either, but I wanted to second what she's saying. We've had a little bit of uptick in our behaviors as well. Not meaning to offend anyone, but my gender seems to have a problem at that age. So, sorry, I had to say that. That's where ours is resting primarily. I've just noticed in some of the research I've been doing on this topic, attention spans are a problem at the moment in across the nation, as well as the transition from allowing cell phones in the classroom and taking them away creates a different type of distraction. Rather than them being independently distracted, they're learning how to not distract others, and so I think this is going to be an impact over time. Other than that, I have nothing else to add. Did you have any questions for me?
What is the SEL lessons using Wayfinder?
Social emotional learning lessons. We're doing some work with Rachel. We're picking out some bullying and self-esteem lessons and a few things like that we're going to be sharing at least once a week in all the classes with students. The short lessons tend to be somewhere between 5 and 15 minutes long. We're going to do those in advisory coming up. So,
thank you. That was the only question.
And the only other announcement is I had my 18th grandchild today.
Yay! Congratulations.
Wow.
Right. It's going to be hard to follow that up, but
I know.
Director of Activities and Dean of Students.
Yes.
Sorry for all the noise this afternoon. We had to do a little noise parade. It was great. The rain for Logan. It was great. Side story, on the boat on the way home from Ketchikan, he was hoping to go 46 seconds in his 100 free, and he did. So it was great. It was great to see that. But yeah, the swimmers did phenomenal. Swim Regions was even phenomenal. We got to go watch them swim for a couple of races while we're down there. But their season is complete now. Great job for them. And besides travel, and chaos of weather yesterday, that has been on our mind the last 4 days. Middle school robotics still going. Basketball cheer. They'll be leaving this week for the Stikine tournament in Wrangell. So Thursday. Once we get all the boats figured out and everything else, they'll be coming home Sunday. Schedule has just got the schedule, so it's going to be great. They'll be tired and busy. It'll be fun and fabulous. But questions? The volleyball players will be doing a fundraiser this weekend, as well as our senior night, so heads up for that. We'll be cooking some food and dancing some hula on Saturday night. You might miss it.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Dads versus daughters.
No.
It'll be fun.
What time is that?
So,
we have somebody for like ACL tears.
No, we're only playing to 5 points. They're not going to know what to do. So 4:30 is our JV game. Little break there, and then the alumni game, or not alumni game, the varsity girls will be at 6:30. We're going to be serving dinner from 4:30 to 6:30. With the little hula dance performance at the end of the night, right before we get into our senior recognition on Saturday evening. So dinner time, 4:30 to 6:30. Plan on being there. If not, got a lot of cupcakes coming too. So That'd be great. Questions? Put the upcoming home events as well on top of there. Our first home basketball. Basketball is just around the corner. Our first home game, girls versus Craig. We are doing a duel with wrestling. Sitka has been kind enough to stop over here before they go to Wrangell with us. And we're going to duel with them. And that's a Thursday night, December 4th at our place, since we rotate this one with Wrangell. And then our last time to see the volleyballers before they go to Regents will be Saturday.
Boys alumni game, December 13th?
Yes. Yes, that is official. Boys alumni, December 13th, which is a Friday. Friday evening. Oh. Yeah, 12th is Thursday, right? No, it's Saturday. Sorry, it's a Saturday. 12th is Friday.
And it's also recital night. Sorry.
Yes, it's also recital night. Yeah, busy weekend. Yes. So, questions?
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
Special Education Director and Testing Coordinator, I think. Oh, you are! Oh, I thought I saw you! Welcome, Ms. Fry.
So the official results for the Alaska Developmental Profile will be coming through. That's just an example of what we're going to be looking at in all those different domains. And so those will be available in December for us to take a look at. Our elementary teacher, Sharon Balkos, is getting settled in. And so that's exciting. She's getting her feet underneath her, getting to know the kids, and working on those schedules. We've had quite a few new speech and language students added in the kindergarten this year by doing that universal screener. And so we're gonna start getting those kids some services, which is exciting. And then I can happily say that we are fully staffed in special education with a return of Nina Nedifer at the elementary, so that's exciting. The only thing I don't have up there, which I'm really excited to announce, is that as of today, for next week, we're gonna be sending some kids to POW, to the town of Nocatee, for a transition conference. And so it's targeted for our students with IEPs and 504s, and it's eighth graders and into high school who are learning about what life is after high school, including how to get a driver's license, bank accounts, doing job interviews, practicing some of that, which careers are out there, how do you get into them, doing some career exploration, and just learning about the adult world we all live in. So it's very exciting and some good information that will be shared. So any questions for me? All right, thank you.
Next we have Director of Facilities and Maintenance. I don't think Aaron, but we got his report. Yeah. And same with the Director of Technology, Food Service, and then CLSD Grant Coordinator, Ms. Jenkins. Welcome.
Good evening. I don't really have anything to add to my report except just a formal invitation for the community and for all the school board to join us as we will be wrapping up our Following for Reading Challenge this Thursday. Beginning at the elementary school for K through fifth grade students, we will be serving Title I and Migrant Ed will be serving dinner over at the elementary school for K through fifth. And then over here at the high school, starting at 5:30, going till 7:30, we will be having games and just different fun activities all the way from grades K through 12th grade in one building. So this is the first time we've had an event that large with all of those grade levels included. And there's going to be some exciting things. So then at 7:15, we will be announcing if we met our goal of reading 100,000 pages. And I can't give that away, but let's just say that we are very close. And then we have lots of awards and prizes to hand out for those top readers. So I hope that all of you join us, and I hope all of the community join us as they've all participated. It's been a very fun thing, and I really enjoyed watching the competitiveness of our middle school, high school students. So, any questions for me?
No? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we'll move on to school board committee reports. Grace's Katie is gone, as well as she was covering curriculum. Facilities, we had a meeting to kind of begin going over that enormous report. I've got the update from Superintendent Taylor on where they're kind of plowing through that. No legislative liaison or negotiations policy, because probably haven't had a chance to
did meet. Did I miss anything?
You did miss it.
I looked at my work calendar later. I was like, wait, I didn't see that on there. You guys should have texted me. Like, hey, where are you?
We just reviewed. We really didn't have any.
There were no changes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there might be something, I guess, after the school board conference. Yeah. They always come up with something. technology? Okay. And wellness, they haven't probably met. And then budget looks like it's going to be moved to December.
December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We didn't have any old business, so we'll move on to new business, which is 14.1, which is our school calendar. We'll need to vote this evening on the 2026-2027 school calendar. It's the same one that is being recommended as that we examined last month. So I'll make a motion to approve the 2026-2027 calendar as presented. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any further discussion regarding the calendar? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Next, we'll move on to just informational 14.2, which is the superintendent goals. Superintendent has provided us a list of her goals as she has set, kind of guiding along with the strategic plan as guidance. So hopefully you guys have a chance to read them. That's part of, we have our own goals that we probably should be working on soon. maybe we can figure out a work session in December after you guys get back from the annual meeting or annual conference. But did you have any edits or questions about Wildman's goals?
I didn't. I thought they looked great.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Okay, additional comments from board members? Future agenda items, it'll be a work session for our own goals. Okay, and finding another board member.
Yeah.
That would be, we would ideally like to be voting on someone, so.
Yeah.
Anybody in here as well as board members, start talking to your friends and about serving on board. We don't have any other new business, so I'll make a motion to adjourn. Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mm-hmm. Motion passes. That might be the fastest board meeting we've ever had.
I think.